You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Author Tina Macaretti's new novel released on Wednesday, 3rd of July. It covers an array of themes such as colonisation, ecological devastation, and extremism. It explores the strength of womanhood and the importance of connection in a polarised and increasingly fraught world. Set in a small Aotearoa town, a little bit into the future, the story follows three women who find themselves neighbours. A sense of disquiet arises when the Pākehā neighbour's son moves in sporting a French buzz cut and a new tattoo. I spoke to Tina about the Myers, its themes, and a bit about the inspiration behind the book.
The Myers is a novel about the friendship between a Māori family and a refugee family who live with the disquieting threat of extremism, which actually comes from their neighbour. So it's a block of flats, and there's, I guess, a family who are refugees from ecological devastation in Europe, set a little bit in the future, just a little, because you don't have to go far, to be honest. They arrive around the same time. The Pākehā neighbour's son arrives with a new tattoo and a buzz cut, and, you know, it slowly becomes clear that he has kind of been radicalised. So it has these, like, big themes of, I guess, the ecological threat of what is happening in the world right now and the extremist views that are becoming more and more prevalent. But also, kind of at its heart, it's about this friendship and connection between these different families.
It's got quite a disturbing feel, I think, with that sort of radicalised son. It sort of is very foreboding, and you know, there's this point where you're not quite sure what's going on yet, but you feel that something's quite wrong. What inspired you to write The Myers?
Yeah, well, I guess that disquieting feeling is what inspired me to write The Myers. I think if you're paying attention at all, you know, and most of us are, although I think it's entirely okay not to be paying attention at the moment, because it's quite painful if you're, you know, really clued into what's happening. It's a bit overwhelming. So this was about 4 years ago. It was before the terrorist attacks in Christchurch, where I was feeling that disquieting. I felt like something, it wasn't, you know, we were watching what was happening overseas. I wasn't aware, I guess, of everything that was going on here, but I certainly thought, wow, it's only a matter of time, and that became, you know, the worst kind of reality very quickly. And then from then on, with COVID, and then, you know, I was writing this book during the Parliament occupation, where it just felt like everything was becoming more and more extreme and not in a helpful way. So that kind of was the inspiration, if you can call it that, behind the novel, was kind of thinking about those things and wondering how to think about those things, to be honest. And so when those actual events came to pass, I actually kind of moved away from, I think in my original thoughts about the book, it was there would be some kind of terrorist attack, because I was really thinking about what are our responsibilities, or how do we offer manaakitanga. I think the big thing for me at the time was the way refugees were being kept out of countries, which they still are, and our country isn't doing a great deal for those people, and thinking about displacement and dislocation, which I identify as a Māori person. I was never dislocated or pushed out of my country, but I had certainly, my ancestors were pushed out of their lands within this country, and so I think there's a continuity between our stories. And just thinking about how we be neighbours, how do we offer manaakitanga, how do we look after each other. So in a way, those more violent events that have happened in Aotearoa's history now have pushed me away from writing them, and I wrote more about, I guess, writing about it in a smaller way, in terms of it's all here, it's in our water, it's in our neighbours, it's in our communities. How do we, look for connection and friendship in those environments?
You've mentioned quite a few of them already, but there are lots of themes covered in The Myers, I think, including social polarisation, racism and bigotry, colonisation, climate change, ecological devastation, fear, and even cult mentality. Perhaps the power and strength of womanhood The importance of connection and the honouring of our stories and our histories is the hope that runs at the heart of the Myers. Do you think that's fair of me to say?
Yeah. That's actually a really beautiful reading. It always scares me a bit when people kind of analyse my book. They come out with a big, long line of scenes and they sound a bit horrific. but it's all connected, right? Like, how do you write about white supremacy without writing about colonisation? How do you write about, refugees without talking about ecological disaster? Yeah. How do you write about any of those things? They're connected to each other. So once you start looking at one, it kind of spirals out. But I 100% agree with you that what I hope and what I've heard so far becomes the strength of the novel is, you know, there's these three strong women. One of them is she's got some opinions that maybe not everyone's going to agree with, including the author.
She's a little opinionated.
But she's a strong woman, right?
Yeah, she is.
And then you've got these three strong women. It starts with the births of their children. And all of those stories are interconnected too, even though they happen in very different parts of the world. And so I think one of the, I gave it to expert readers who, know a lot about these things. So that, after I'd finished writing it, just to make sure I hadn't completely made a mess of it, a friend of mine who's very amazing scholar about, I guess her PhD was Our Responsibilities in the Face of Extinction. Her name's Katerina Gray-Sharp. And she said, it's a hopeful book. And that meant the world to me because, talking about all these subjects, it's not like I wrote, here's a happy ending, but you don't want to put something into the world that's like, it's the end times, even if you feel a little bit that way. So it was good to have that hopeful feeling, that feeling of strength in our communities and in our women.
What was the process of writing the book like for you, and how did it differ, if at all, from previous projects?
Well, this one, writing doesn't generally make you a living, so I teach writing at the International Institute of Modern Letters at Victoria University, which I really love teaching students, student writers, like writers basically, and it's not so much a process of telling them how to do it, but kind of walking alongside them. So that's what I do with most of my time. So actually it was about 3 years of me thinking about this book in the background of teaching and doing other things. I was thinking about it, and that transformed over time. I got a little bit of writing time in at the Michael King Writers Centre. I got a week or two and found a few characters. And then I, luckily because I am an academic, I had some research time, and I took time out and it took a year to just do the writing. This one, I was really fortunate to just have that 1 year of concentrated attention to really immerse myself in the novel. And it was a very enjoyable process. And it was a time in which I'd burnt out quite a lot in the years preceding this. So this year was also a year of living a balanced life. So maybe it's a more balanced book because I was living a more balanced life.
Right, interesting. In the Myers, the wetlands are almost the sentient, omnipresent character. What was the significance of giving the wetlands perspective like this?
So it actually started with, I really wanted to do this omniscient third-person perspective, which is very hard to do in contemporary writing. It's not done often. I'd been inspired by Elif Shafak's 10 minutes and 38 seconds in This Strange World, which is quite often kind of omniscient. But I don't know whether it was a failing of mine or a strength of mine that I couldn't really do full omniscient, because the omniscient voice turned into a character, which was the swamp, which, I mean, maybe it's just my way of thinking about the world as a Māori writer is, that, there are these natural beings or elements, however you want to think about these Atsua, who have that omniscience, have that time and wisdom. So I was looking for a perspective that went beyond humanity, and walking around my own neighbourhood and understanding just what was underneath the ground there on the Kapiti coast and in most of Aotearoa, actually. The swamp became the living entity, and that it just took on a life of its own, and that's kind of one of the greatest pleasures and one of the greatest discoveries in writing is when you don't actually, I never set out to do that, and it just kind of happened.
Mm.
So, yeah, it's really lovely when a voice kind of takes on its own life, and I kind of feel like often as a writer, you're going out into the world to discover the story that's already there, like you're not inventing it, it's underneath everything, and you kind of just have to find a way to listen and kind of do your best to make that into words.
The character Wairere has a special connection to the wetlands. Can you speak a little on what this connection represents?
Yeah, so Wairere is Matakite, and I guess I made up my own version of what that is. I think of it as access to more senses than the rest of us.
Mm.
So if we think we have this sensory experience that is quite physical, I think it's become even more mainstream to understand that there are more than five senses now. I won't go into the science of it because I don't know, and people could look that up. So Wairere has more connection to those other senses that connect her with the world in a stronger way. And one of the things she's really, really strongly connected to is the swamp, and like the way those waters in the swamp are connected to the waters in her body, I guess you could put it that way. And she has a kind of almost a symbiotic relationship with the swamp at times. I just think she's indicative of young people I've encountered, perhaps in my own family,
yeah,
perhaps in the world, who are like, in a way, have magical relationships. And I say magical in the sense of I don't have those relationships with the world. They see more. That can be quite painful to see more. It can be scary. They understand things at a very deep level, and I guess I just think the power of that perspective, this is very real to me, that young people might have a better connection with things than perhaps certainly the generations before. So that's who Wairere is.
That was author Tina Makarete speaking to me about her new book, The Myers. You can pick up a copy at Time Out Bookstore or another independent bookstore near you.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.